You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. It is officially cap and gown season for college graduates, which means a few million people in their early 20s are hitting the job market. And it's a job market that hasn't been this good for young graduates since before the Great Recession, but with one stubborn problem. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains.
The National Association of Colleges and Employers reports companies plan to hire nearly 11% more graduates than last year. And, says research director Edwin Koch,
over 50% of graduating seniors that applied for a job have already gotten one offer, at least one offer.
That's the highest offer rate since 2007. But Koch says starting salaries have risen just 1.5 to 2% annually in recent years, hardly keeping up with inflation.
Computer science, specific engineering disciplines, those are seeing a little bit better increases.
But how significant is the starting salary?
Compensation is not the most important or not the main motivator for these candidates.
Allie Van Duren leads the campus recruiting practice at HR firm Korn Ferry, and she says new grads are more focused on opportunities to learn and grow with their new employer. Van Duren says this year's grads have the luxury to be choosy. That's especially true for the roughly one-third of students lucky enough to make it through debt-free, like Brett Wilson, who just graduated from Lewis and Clark College in Portland, Oregon. She wants to go into marketing or HR. She got a merit scholarship and her parents paid the rest, which she says
gives me the opportunity to kind of follow through with any of my aspirations right now, even if it's lower paying.
Korn Ferry reports the average salary for class of 2019 grads nationwide will be $51,347. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.